The Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are so glad you've joined us today. It's going to be a great day, Nan.
It's going to be a great day, Pastor. It's already been a great day, Pastor.
It's already been a great day. Nan Watson's in the studio with me and Megan Kramer from Richmond, Indiana, part of our radio team. Betty's daughter will be joining us in a little while. And Nan, yes, it has already been a great day. And it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Woohoo!
Maybe you're not as big a football fan as Cedric and I are.
No, I'm not.
But we are cool with it being Super Bowl day, aren't we? This is great.
You know, I'm not even the biggest football fan, but I just always get excited for the Super Bowl.
Do you?
There's just,
okay.
It's sort of like Christmas. There's, yeah. Everybody's happy. There's a good sort of...
Right.
Yeah, everybody's very positive.
Oh, it is. It's fun. And you and I both are in agreement that whichever team wins is fine with us today. We are not, like, going to be all uptight about whoever is the winner, although I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan. But other than that, it doesn't matter. I have relatives in Seattle, so it's okay either way it goes, you know? So for some of you out there, they're getting ready to party. We're glad you've tuned in for a few moments here to Living the Good Life. And some of you may be listening to this at a later time on our website, which is just fine. So we are Beacon of Hope Ministries. I am Pastor Marcia McAllister. Beside me, Nan Watson. And Nan, why was today so exciting? What happened? Where have we been?
Well, we've been at church.
Yeah, we have.
Which was an awesome service, a wonderful message, and the Lord really moved wonderfully in that service.
It was great.
And then we did what we enjoy doing so much one
yes.
Sunday a month, the first Sundays. We went to Palm Garden Nursing Home and just...
Right.
Was it wild today? I mean, that girl, they were... Dancing out in the aisle.
Cedric, you know? We have had a lot of great services at the nursing home. And, you know, most of these people are quite elderly, you know. Some of them, last time, one of them's 105, told us why did we quit so soon singing? She wanted to go longer, you know. But anyway, today we did a song that's really an old Negro spiritual, Angels Watching Over Me.
Mm-hmm.
All night, all day. Oh, my. And plus about 25 other songs. That's why my throat sounds like
right.
this. But they were those that could dance. We had nurses in the hallway in the nurses' station right there, up and down. People were grabbing each other and dancing in the aisles today at
I've never seen that. That one girl came in and started dancing
with the residents. It was wild. And Nathan on the keyboard, you know, and he just does, and he does Negro spirituals so well. Yes, he's a beautiful black guy, but it's just the way he does them, you know. And he just brought the house down with that song.
It just went on and on at the end. You just didn't want to stop.
Nobody wanted to stop. No. And so they were standing in the nurse's station dancing mm-hmm. and singing. And then there were nurses that would come from the hall like they'd been seeing a patient, and they would hear it, and they'd stop, and they'd come, and they were grabbing each other and dancing. We've never seen anything like that.
That was pretty cool.
It was a wild
day. It was nice
day.
To be there.
It was. And some of these residents are so sweet. Well, they're all sweet, but
right.
they're just so dear to our hearts. We know a lot of them by name, you know.
It was nice. His first name, I say, Shirley.
Yes,
was
Shirley.
The daughter of one of the residents.
Right.
And the very kind words that she had to offer,
yes.
You know, when we were there individually with her, you know,
right.
This is kind of service I like to be in.
Yeah,
know?
It was wild.
And she was singing. She also knew all the songs, just like her mama.
Yeah.
She knew all the songs.
You know, and her mama is one of those that cannot carry on a conversation. You know, she's at that point in her life, kind of like my mom was, Alzheimer's. And I don't know if that's what that lady has. I just know that's what my mother had, that she couldn't carry on a conversation. But my mom always remembered all the songs, all the words to the songs that she and my dad had sung for years growing up in church and all that. And this lady's like that, mm-hmm. too, Shirley's mm-hmm. mother. She remembers every word to songs, but really can't communicate very well.
It's amazing.
So how does that bless you, Nan?
You know, I was, it's funny you should ask me that. You've never asked me that before. As I was there, here we go with the tears. Stop tears. Don't cry.
Oh, my. Here we're going to start early, Cedric. She's going to start crying from the top of the show. Can you believe this? I mean, it's great.
I was sitting there thinking, you know, the one song that said, that last one we did, and when, you know, if you get to heaven for, basically, if you get to heaven for me, tell my friends I'm coming.
Right.
And I sat there and I was watching some of the people, and the thought came to me, I need to make better use of my days.
Right.
You know, I mean, here, the message is, tell my friends I'm coming. And I'm thinking, what am I doing between now
yes.
and when I go there?
Right.
And, you know, these residents have lived very long, productive lives, you know, and they're just at this particular stage in their life now. And I thought, you know, if I were to the stage they were, what would I have done between now and then?
Right.
And it was very encouraging and very inspiring to me today.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was just right there in the midst of our little service.
Wasn't it?
The Lord spoke that to me.
Well, you know, and the fact that the angels are watching over us, God is watching over us, you know, and we are being cared for on a daily, moment-by-moment basis. And I think that concept just came through loud and strong. And, you know, that happened earlier in the week. I was listening to a mixed CD of music that Maxine up in Georgia, our webmaster, had given me when I was up there last year working on the website. And I'm driving along just listening to stuff, and on comes the Booth Brothers, which I don't listen to very much, but we did do a song of theirs at my mother's funeral,
okay.
if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this song, Angels Watching Over Me, that I probably haven't sung for 25 years, you know, just an old Negro spiritual, came on. And I tell you, the Lord just did like he did to you today, Nan, just really spoke to my heart. Yes, I'm watching everything. I'm
right.
taking care of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all night, all day. You know, if you get to heaven before I do, tell my friends I'm coming too,
too,
you know. It's just like, whoa, okay. It just puts life in proper perspective, don't you think?
I think it does, and that's what it did for me today.
Good.
That's what it did for me today.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, if you don't, just step up to the plate and do what God wants you to
Absolutely.
Do. Just step up to the plate. However he's leading you to do something, just get busy and doing it.
Right.
Because, you know, time is
fulfill your destiny.
End.
Fulfill your destiny.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's what this radio show's all about. 7 years of this, Sunday after Sunday. And it's based on the scripture from Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14, where Jesus, or not Jesus, actually, God says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you and prosper you, to give you a future and a hope, you know, and that's what it is about. God's got a plan for you, dear listener. You may not have discovered it yet. You may not have gotten to that point in your life where you are fulfilling everything that God wants you to. Maybe you have a desire in your heart to do that. Maybe you know that you should be on the path that God wants you to be, but you're just like, how do I get there? I'm confused, whatever. This show today, I think, is really going to help, Nan. I really do. For people who are just not sure, what does God expect from me?
Mm.
You know, we're going to talk about that today.
Right.
You know, the 4 G's for
yes.
kingdom living. We're going to talk about them today based on our 4G phones. Hallelujah.
4G phones. Hallelujah.
Yes, which your phone's not acting very good, is it?
My phone's misbehaving.
Right. So, you know. So it's that communication factor with God. So let's start by communicating with God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to move in this show. We thank you for your blessed anointing. We thank you for what a powerful day we have had at Beacon of Hope so far. What an amazing service. What a mighty move of your Holy Spirit among us. And then what a great time at the nursing home. Lord, we believe that this radio show will minister to countless numbers of people, those who need to hear an encouraging word, those that need to be reminded of how great is your love for each of us. Lord, let this show be a life changer for someone out there today. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's listen to this song by Casting Crowns. I think it might be a new one. I'm not sure. It's called Thrive. Here we go.
Many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
never heard that song. Connie does our music for the radio show, and that was a winner. That's exactly on what we're talking about and what we just were talking about a moment ago. I love some of those words. I wrote a few of them down. It's time for us to more than just survive. You know, we were made to thrive, and I love that. We were made for so much more than ordinary lives. Woo, Megan, did you hear that song, and have you ever heard it before?
No, I've never heard that song before, and I have to say, when we get off the radio today, I got to have that on my phone, because that was wonderful.
Isn't that a great song? I mean, that so goes along with these four G's for Kingdom Living, doesn't it?
Amen.
Man, I mean, God is calling us up to a higher. A word came out today that was given, a prophetic word in the service today. And Nan, help me remember, but it was basically two concepts. It was God is calling us higher, and then he's calling us deeper. And the higher part was above, to realize we are seated above in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2, we are seated with him in heavenly places above the things the devil tries to throw at us. And then the second part of the word was God is calling us deeper, deeper into relationship with him, deeper into the word, deeper into worship. Whoa, Megan, talk to us. Wow.
Well, you know, that is totally a true prophetic word even for my life, because I knew that back in December that I had to be on in a deeper level with God to make it through the rest of my life, basically, because I was being faced with a totally catastrophic disorder that supposedly that my child has. But I knew that at that moment that there was a reason for all of this, and that was to draw me closer and deeper with him.
Ooh.
And, you know, once you get in there, once you get into the kingdom life, you're so full of joy. You're so
yes.
happy. And when something comes at you that, you know, Satan trying to bring you down, and you got your armor on, it just ricochets off of you because you know that you're to be full of joy and that you are blessed because you're a child of God and
amen.
You're living and walking with him.
Oh, amen, Megan. I tell you. Nan, talk to us about that. Nan and I are sitting here as that song was being played, Megan, we're going, that couldn't be any more perfect. And that's how the Holy
Amen,
Spirit does this, you know? He's calling us to thrive, not just survive. Talk to me, Nan. That's food for a poem, isn't it?
It's food poem. For poem. Poem.
Yes.
Poem. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Nanners.
How you doing, Megan?
Sorry. I'm wonderful. How are you, babe?
I'm doing fine. Just had to do my salutations, Pastor.
That's all right. You go right for it. Salutations. Big words there.
Wilbur said it on Charlotte's Web.
Oh, on Charlotte's Web. Okay, now I get it.
He stole it.
Well, I'm reminded, what came to mind was... there's some songs and some hymnals, and not to me any disrespect to any of that, okay?
Right.
But even people just speaking in churches when I've grown up, just give me a little home in the corner of heaven, you know? and we kind of minimize, and I'm not saying God's going to give you, we kind of minimize.
It's the cardboard box in heaven.
Yeah, there's so much more. You don't just survive, you need to thrive,
absolutely.
You know? And people... in churches, sometimes they just, woe is me, poor is me, look what's happened to me, but I'm going to make it to heaven because
right.
I got Jesus as my Savior. And now that's true. However, you can live more vibrant than that. You can
there
thrive.
You go.
You can
go
thrive. For it, you know, and that's what we need to be striving for, is thriving.
Absolutely. And when you say all that, it reminds me when my mom was just getting the Alzheimer's, and I would, they lived with me, mom and dad, and I would drive her around. She liked to look at all the homes around the water where we live here. And one day we were driving through this really nice neighborhood, beautiful mansions right there on the water. And she just grabbed my arm. I still remember this it's been 4 or 5 years ago, but she grabbed my arm and she looked at me and she started singing. She couldn't hardly communicate like we were talking earlier,
right.
But she started singing, I got a mansion just over the hilltop. And she goes, I'm going to have a mansion in heaven. And she was just like rejoicing. She remembered that. She couldn't really carry on much of a conversation, but she remembered where we're headed and what it's all about. Megan, talk to us, because it's all about Jesus. It's all about our relationship with the Lord, is it not?
It is, Pastor, because, you know, here I got to go back to talking about Grayson. It's just...
go ahead, you know, talk about your son. You are carrying Grayson Joe, and he is... You will be delivering him in April.
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like I have a lot of people approach me with the fact that, well, you know, enjoy your pregnancy. Make sure you enjoy your pregnancy. And I have to tell you what, when I surrendered to God after I found out this news, I am so overwhelmed with joy of being pregnant. No matter what comes out with the child when he's born, I'm proclaiming a miracle, but there is no reason not to celebrate.
Amen.
Every day of your life, because right. I know that no matter what happens, even to me, I know I'm going to heaven, Pastor. And
Amen.
That it's just like with your mom.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, even if you can't speak, she knew where she was going, and she knew that she was going to live the kingdom life. Because
right.
even in her time of Alzheimer's here on earth, she was still blessed.
Amen.
And that came out through her words and her song.
Oh, absolutely. 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 And, you know, yes, there are struggles down here on this earth. There are things that we don't understand. And for the listening audience, Grayson has been... you have found out that there is a hole or hernia, really, in his diaphragm, correct? That's the thing
right.
you're talking about.
Right.
We are believing, God, listening audience, for a total healing for little Grayson Kramer. We are believing that by the time that child is born, he will be totally well and healed and whole. We are believing that Megan will have a great delivery, and she and Ben will receive this new son, along with their other son, Andrew, who just turned 4. And that this little family is going to be highly blessed and favored of you, God. So that's what we're claiming, Megan. So,
amen. Totally agree with you.
Yeah. So we've been talking about the 4 G's for kingdom living. If you have any notepaper and want to write them down, here they are. And they come from Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. If you read these, especially in the Message Bible Translation or the Amplified Bible Translation, you will see this over and over again. These 4 words, 4 G's. For kingdom living, remember that a 4G smartphone is a lot more powerful than a 3G, as I just had to get a different tablet, and the 4G has totally changed my life. So 4 G's for kingdom living, and here they are, generous, be generous. Generous. Jesus talks about it all through these 3 chapters. Be generous. The second one is be gracious. Be full of grace for other people. And grace means when we don't know how to overcome in a difficult situation, his presence within us gives us wisdom, gives us understanding, gives us the ability to be what we need to be in that situation, or the strength to say the right thing. That's being gracious, full of grace. The third one is being genuine, and we're going to talk about that today, Megan and Nan. We're going to talk about this genuineness that's needed, and we're also going to dip into the fourth one, being godly. So it's generous, gracious, genuine, and godly. And Jesus talks about all 4 of these in Matthews 5, 6, and 7. We're going to be in Matthew 7 today. And he's talking here a lot about... really being a child of God, but also taking it to a deeper level, as we've been talking about that word deeper. And let's start with verse 13. We're going to just jump around in Matthew 7, but we're going to start with Matthew 7:13 in the Message Bible. Don't look for shortcuts to God. I like that. You know, a lot of us, that's all we want. We just want, you know, pie in the sky when I die, hallelujah. You know, we want to make sure, fire insurance, we call it around here, right? Somebody says, oh, yeah, I believe in God, I'm going to heaven, blah, blah. But their life never changes. That's our definition of fire insurance. The market is flooded with sure life, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. And then Jesus says, don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. Mm-hmm. The way to life to God is vigorous and requires total attention. That is verse 14 of Matthew 7. The way to God is vigorous. Do you have your King James there, Nan?
Yes, I do.
I want you to read 7:14 for us.
7:14?
Yep.
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way,
ooh,
which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Oh, my. Narrow the way. In the original Greek right there, the narrow is talking about something being constricted and pressed down. Pressure. Okay? Jesus says in order to really live the way, the godly life, there's going to be pressure, guys. It's the way is narrow. It's constricted. There are times that the devil just absolutely is pouncing all over you, or just circumstances in life are. And maybe you're weary. Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe you're depressed today. This is your hour. This is your time to come out of that and to realize that some of that pressure and all that is good, because all things work to good together for good to those who love God. Nan, talk to me about this and we'll go to Megan.
Well, I know that when I've gone through the difficult legal stuff I went through for several years, I grew a lot.
Right. Sure you did.
You know,
like Megan is growing right now,
right,
with
exactly.
this medical stuff.
Exactly. I mean, I found I spent more time with the Lord.
Right.
I had my appointed time,
right.
As we've discussed on the radio show. You can pray anytime, anywhere.
Right.
But you need to have, it's advisable to have one set particular place where that's where you meet God, kind of thing. And that's, I would do that every morning at 5:30 before I got going with my day,
wow,
spend the time with Him,
right.
You know. And I did all that because many times I was like crying, searching, God, why, you know, why do I have to go through this? Why is this happening with this man? This divorce is nasty. Why? But He would always reassure me. I could look through my Bible many times when He gave me scriptures early in the morning, would just lead me to them and find them. And
right.
So you grow in the midst of, you know,
you
Megan
grow.
Megan is growing right now, you know, so much in the
she's
Lord.
Getting,
you know?
She's getting a baby bump too, a big one, right?
A baby bump. Yeah.
Right, Meg?
I didn't get one of those.
You're growing there, Megan. Yeah, but I think Nan meant it in the spiritual sense.
I kind of did, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead there, Meg. Why don't you tell us how you're growing?
Well, you know, growing up, I've always been in church. And
she was actually, I got to tell everybody this, Megan, because they may not know.
Yes,
you and your mom, occasionally your dad, but you and your mom came to my church. I pastored in Indiana, Cornerstone Ministries, and you were about 8 or 9, along with my kids. You were part of our children's ministry that your mother headed up, right? That's how I've known you, how long I've known you. Woo!
Yeah.
That's a long time, girl.
It is a long time. It went too fast, too. Mm. But, you know, growing up, I've always had a sense of God, and it always was a fallback when in times of trouble, and that's not the way that it should be. He should be at the forefront of your life. He should be in front of you, leading you. And I think that in everybody's life, there is going to come a time, or there has come a time, when God drastically does something to get your attention.
Oh,
because
yeah.
He tries. I mean, I know He tries on a daily basis, because I just hear His voice. But it took this diagnosis of my child to make me realize that the only way and the only manageable way that I would get through this is with Him.
Right.
And
yes.
Because I can't do it on my own. I can't do it with just doctors. It's not going to happen. I knew that I had to grow my faith. I knew that I had to maintain my joyful spirit, because I've always had one. But I knew that I had to really dig down and get down on my hands and knees and surrender myself, so that through this process, I can find out, you know, why is this? Why are we going through this? And He is showing me, you know, every day why this is happening. And when it talks about in Matthew 7, when Nan read that because of the gate being straight, but the pathway is narrow.
Right.
That is so true, because you have to fight for your God-given right. And what I mean by that is every day of my life, I can choose the narrow pathway to God, which is a steady flow of walking. There's no bumps in the road. There's no mountains to climb. Or I can and go over here into this huge open valley where anything and everything can come at you and attack you. And
yeah,
you know, it's just people have got to learn that we have to walk with God every single day.
Amen.
It's not just one day a week, Pastor,
right,
or Nan. It's every single day.
Oh, it's so right on. That's exactly right. Nan, talk to me.
Well, I earlier wrote a 2-verse poem, real short. But
you
I'd
just
like to
now
read it
did?
Yes, ma'am. Just while I go.
Okay.
It's about thriving and surviving. You were made to survive. That is what you should do. You can do it by my special child. I will lead you and guide you through. Strive to thrive, little one. I will help you as you travel now. You can thrive. Yes, you can. Lean upon me, your mighty tower.
Oh, praise God.
You know, it's just we... This thriving and survive, you know, we're made more than just to survive. We strive to thrive.
People settle, right? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, haven't we all, I mean, ladies, haven't we all made mistakes in our lives where we've settled for situations that were less than what God wanted for us? We knew it maybe even in our gut at the time, but we just settled because maybe we were lonely, or we settled because we were poor. We took a job that maybe wasn't what God wanted, or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I could go on and pontificate, but I will not. So talk to me about that, Megan, and then we'll go back to Nan on this.
Well, you know, I believe that God leads and Satan rushes. And
oh, how true is that? Yes, very much.
It's totally true, because good results take time. And there's a reason for that, because during those moments where you're waiting, it's a test for you.
Well, yeah.
To see what you're going to do with your life. Are you going to just keep getting up every day and doing the same thing? Or are you going to get up, put God first, start praying as soon as you, before you even get out of your bed? I mean, he can even hear you talk in your head. I mean, he knows
Absolutely. Everything
about you. But, you know, it's so easy to just be humdrum all the time instead of putting our
true,
focus
Megan.
On where it's supposed to be. And it, just like Nan's poem said, we are here to thrive.
Right.
We're not here to walk through this life and totally be blinded by all of the evil and the unjust in this world. We're here to thrive, and we're here to show people what God's love and power is all about.
Oh.
And I could go on and on.
Megan, you're right on. What you're saying is that God's got a purpose for our lives, that a lot of times it takes a while for us to realize that he does, that he's got plans that are far better than anything we could plan, and that with us submitting to those plans, our lives will be on the right path. Nan, talk to me about this.
Well, what came to mind when you talk about settling, you'll laugh. I know you're going to laugh about this one. But I was in a relationship, and I had just settled in that relationship. And it was not a good relationship. And the individual turned out to be, you know, an alcoholic and nasty and mean. But
I remember.
I still, you remember?
I remember,
you remember?
Yeah.
I settled.
I remember it all well.
I knew you would. But, you know, and even with God saying leave,
right?
I wouldn't leave. Why? Well, I was used to that.
You were used to it.
I was just used to it. It's okay.
People get used to it. They get comfortable in their surroundings, and they don't want to make a change. By the way, this is a great topic today for you to participate in. And we have the internet up. And if you want to comment, question, send a comment or question, just write me right now. And it's right here on the screen in front of Nan, pastor@bohmglobal.com. So, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Megan, so many people settle and just go through life just kind of meandering. I like that word. Meandering along through life. You know, if you can see a visual for meander, it's just kind of, you know, kind of like,
An elephant walk, maybe.
Like an elephant walk?
Yeah, that's kind of meandering.
All right. I was thinking more like a starfish or a jellyfish, but that's okay.
Well, I'm visualizing the elephant, you know, little going back and forth.
Stingray, that's what I was thinking. You know how stingrays just kind of go through the water and they just kind of, you know.
You said that because of the devil rays.
Oh,
not
yeah.
The devil rays. Used to be the rays. It's now the rays.
Now the rays.
Anyway,
yeah, well, Cedric's got a Rays t-shirt on today. He's getting me all pumped up, ready for baseball season. So, I mean, yeah. But Megan, don't people tend to meander kind of, you know?
Well,
just
sure. I mean, I've done that. I did it for years. And it's not any fun. It's boring. It really is boring. I mean, once you realize what's out there in regards to the kingdom life, and it's hard to describe because it's like there may be days when you don't have anything to do and you're thinking, boy, this is really going to be a boring day. But it's like, no, it's not. Because if you wake up praising God and thankful that you're alive and that you took another breath here on earth, you have another chance.
Amen.
So why not jump headfirst into the pool with the stingrays and swim towards your goal of being a child of God and start becoming, become a CSI, be a Christ searcher. I don't know how you want to turn that into something, but
CSI.
Become a CSI and learn about God.
Okay.
Because every day that I've gone through this since December, he gives me these little tidbits of things, and it's like, well, what did you mean by that? And it's like, maybe go to the Bible.
Amen.
And you'll find out what I mean. And I'll tell you what, people, it's amazing how clear something becomes when he wants you to know something.
Oh, absolutely.
Once you get to that point.
You know, that is exactly right. And so often, though, we settle for just the humdrum and not ever really jump in. I mean, dive into the things that God has for us. You know, you can go to a service of any kind, you know, let's just say our service this morning, and you can engage. You know, you can get involved, you can clap, you can sing, you can raise your hands, you can listen to the word and take notes, you can do all that, or you can just sit there. And I've seen, believe me, I pastored for 30 some years. Believe me, I've seen many people fold their arms like showing the body language of, I dare you to try to get through to me, you know? And I think a lot of us have that kind of a posture when it comes to the things of God. It's almost like, I dare you, God, to speak to me. You know, come on. You know, it's that kind of a defiance, Megan. You know, you've got a four-year-old. And I remember having four-year-olds, and I know what they're like. And when they get it in their head that it's going to be a certain way, talk to me about that.
Well, when they get in their mind that it's going to be a certain way, my son, I call him the Priceline Negotiator, because he knows.
The Priceline Negotiator. All right,
yes,
Andrew.
Oh, he that's him to a T. He knows that if he repeats himself over and over and over again, that he's going to get his way.
Right, because it drives you crazy.
Yeah, oh, it does drive you nuts. But it's like you have to stand your ground. And, you know, that's what God does. No matter how many times you fold your arms or you want to, you know, not listen to the sermon in church, he's still extremely patient with you. He's never going to lose his patience.
Oh, absolutely.
With your defiance, because he knows how we are. I mean, he sent his son to earth so that he could relate to us. So he knows how us humans work. He totally understands that. But I'm telling you what, you know, he's gonna not stop trying to get your attention, because he doesn't want you to be pulled down and to be tormented. He wants you to live in peace and live in joy and to be a happy, light-hearted individual, because we should not live under condemnation. And I tell you what, if you're living under condemnation, whatever is holding you there, let it go. Whether that's a person, a substance, no matter what it is, let it go, because there are things much greater and much better in this world, and that is God, than those things that are holding you down.
Woo! You preach it, girl. Nan's got a comment, well, Megan.
My comment is not only maybe for defiance reasons, but there are a lot of people in churches who sit there and every Sunday, every Wednesday, whatever, they don't feel worthy.
This is true.
They don't feel worthy enough to, for whatever reasons, something has happened in their life, someone has beat them down, whatever, they don't feel worthy to thrive. Why should I be able to do that? Look at me. Why should I be able to do that?
But we can, because of what Jesus did on the cross.
We can.
And we can be healed of those painful memories. We can be healed of the back things that happened in the past and the abuse and those things. We can be healed from the bad decisions we've made. You know, the things that we've done that got us in with wrong people or wrong set of values or whatever. I love the way Jesus says this in the end of Matthew 7:14 again. The way to life, to God, this is the Message Bible, is vigorous and requires total attention. Now, as a mommy, and Megan and I can relate because, and Nan can too, she's got a son. My three were born within 4 years, so they were 4, 2, and 0 for a while. And I tell you, you talk about something needing total attention. And now my granddaughter with twin babies, and you know her and how hard that is. I mean, that total attention, you know, the things around us and people around us, nothing wrong with that. That's just part of life. They pull on you, right? But,
yes, they do.
But even in the midst of that, you can be changing a diaper and still be giving attention to God. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an attitude in your heart, right?
Amen.
Talk to me about this, Mama Megan.
Well, you know, when you have kids, and there are so many distractions. I mean, you could have, they're crying, that somebody's calling you on the phone, yada, yada, yada. But it's like with Andrew and I, we'll get in the car, and it's like he'll want to watch a video. And it's like, no, let Mommy play your favorite song. So we turn on, it's Shaped Like You've Been Changed. I can't think of who that's by, but anyway, he'll be back there dancing, and I'll just keep telling you know what we're doing, and what, Mom? We're praising God. So, you know, like you said, whether you're changing a diaper
right.
or you're talking to your kid, you know, point out the fact that, you know, we're having a great day today, buddy, because Jesus gave us another chance here on earth, and we have to be joyful today, and you can choose to change your attitude by praising God, because I don't know where I heard this. Maybe it was you, Pastor, that said this. You can't dance and sing unless you're happy. So if you turn on a song that makes you happy, a Christian song, you're being joyful. You're changing your circumstances, and you're choosing to be happy instead of sad.
Amen. It's a choice. These are all choices.
It is.
Choosing to thrive and not just survive. Right, Nan? It's a choice. Daily, moment by moment sometimes.
It is a choice. I was reminded of my son, who I kept in a Christian school until through seventh grade. I mean, this is terrible to say. He won't go to church now because he thinks he knows it all.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, because he was so surrounded by so much, you know, teaching.
Right.
About the, he said that's his out, you know, and I think some people may think they know it all. But
right.
you can never keep learning. Not keep learning things about God.
You can never stop learning.
Right, yeah. Say it for me, Pastor. Fix me here.
We can't stop learning. There's so much to learn
right,
about
exactly.
God. And so this verse says in the Message Bible, this requires vigorous and total attention. So, yes, there are other things in life. You go to work. You can't just be sitting there praying at your desk. You'd be cheating your employer. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a heart attitude, right, Megan? Where you say, God, I want to be all you want me to be. Throw the right people across my path. I'm going to ask you to tell that story in a minute, Nan, what happened to you yesterday. And this is the type of thing that we're talking about. But thriving instead of just surviving. Don't you love it when God uses you to speak a kind word or a word of wisdom, a word of understanding into somebody's life where suddenly you're going, oh, man, you know what? I've been through that, and here's what God did in me. Megan, talk to me about that.
Well, you know, that is such a blessing when you can minister to another person. And you know, and it may not be, we've talked about this before, it may not be through words, it may be through your actions.
Right, yeah.
I was sitting here doing some reading before I got on the radio, and you know how if you're at church or even if you're out in public and you meet somebody new, and sometimes you have people that can be critical of people's appearance, but what if when you shook people's hands, if you actually could see their heart, like God sees our hearts?
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yes, instead of just seeing their outward figure.
Right.
I mean, it would totally melt you in your path, because you would be so amazed at all of the people that in the world that are hurting and that feel that they're not worthy of living
yes.
a thriving life instead of a humdrum life. I mean, it's amazing when you let God use you in whatever way that may be, how he will put people in your path for a reason for you to minister to them. I mean, it happens to me all the time.
We're going to talk about that more after this song. I asked Connie to put this song on today by the group Hillsong. It's one of my favorite songs. Show me your ways. That's the cry of my heart. Praise God. I love that song. The cry of my heart is to know you, Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Is that the cry of your heart? Stronger each day. Show me your way. Show me your way. Nan, what happened to you yesterday?
Well, my roommate and I like to go estate sale, on Saturday mornings. It's kind of something we like to get and do and look for certain things we're looking for and just to do something together. And we have fun. So she had put one in her GPS. So we went to that one first. And we go walking up. This lady comes down the driveway because I said, that's got to be it. The garage door's open. There's stuff sitting in the middle. You know, there's estate sales and there's people who claim they're estate sales. And the estate sales, you go all the way throughout the house and you see everything. So she walked up and she said, I'm really sorry. There's been a mistake with the newspaper. The estate sale was last week, not this week. And we, oh, okay. But come on in, look at anything, see anything you like, that's fine. You know, we're boxing stuff up. And so anyway, bottom line, we wound up getting a good little bit of stuff that we were wanting free because she wouldn't take any money. And we tried to pay this woman. Right. I mean, we got like a $180, $190 wet vac.
Right.
You know, and we'll pay you. We're not trying to make off with this. We'll pay you. So in the midst of our conversations back and forth with the time we were there, her father had passed away.
Oh, okay.
And her mother had already passed away several years ago, and her father passed away. And, you know, so we just kind of like talked about that. You know, I said, may I please put this prayer request on the prayer line that my church has? Oh, yes, that would be wonderful. And she told us the name of the church that she goes to. And so it was just, you know, a time that we were, you know, to encourage her that God would see her through and, you know, lean to him and, you know, and that whole type of thing. But I mean, you know, I mean, that was really, I mean, the blessing for us was that we got stuff that we really wanted. We didn't have to pay anything, but that's not what it was about. It was about being able to minister to that woman. That's what
and
it was about.
And you ministered to her.
Ministered to her, prayer. And that's what it was about.
See, that is what it's all about.
If it wouldn't have been for them making a mistake.
Right. You would never have met that person.
And the whole time that we were there, only one couple came up. It wasn't normally people just come in droves when there's estate sales. And people just, they noticed that it said last week's date. We didn't notice that.
Yeah.
But I believe it was just a godsend thing to get us there.
Right.
And with not people around to be able to encourage her in her
Talk
grief.
To me about this, Megan. That's a great story, Nan.
Well, you know, that's just what we were talking about before you played that song, was that God places people in your path for a reason.
Right.
And, you know, it was just Nan offering prayer to her and for her family
right.
in regards to their loss.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, and I know I've had people do this to me. I was getting my hair done, and the lady next to me had overheard me sharing about my son, my unborn son, and she hollered at me as I was going out the door and said, I don't know you, but I overheard you, and she said, can I pray with you right now?
Oh, praise God.
And, you know, it's just those little things that
Whoa.
You know. That God, and just like with Nan, that God is right there, and he's leading you, you know, where you're supposed to go. And, I mean, he won't lead you wrong. I can guarantee you, he will never lead you wrong. Because I was told several weeks before that I would have strangers approaching me and telling me that my child was healed and that they would be praying over me. And when that happened, that was just... that I knew that God had confirmed exactly what he had told me. And it's like, it just in that moment, it's like, wow, it's one of those aha moments when you hear, you know, that pretty music playing in the background in a video that have one of those aha moments. But
right.
It's so true that, you know, when we allow ourselves to be humble before the Lord, what he'll do through us for other people that are hurting.
Oh, absolutely. It's called obedience, you know. And down in verse 21 or 22 of Matthew 7, in the Message Bible, it says, what is required is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. So when you have a mindset that wakes you up in the morning and you say, okay, today I want to be everything you want me to be, Lord. I don't want to miss an opportunity to pray for someone or minister to them or maybe say nothing to them outwardly, but pray for them on the inside of my heart. God, I don't want to miss an opportunity. You know, Nan talked to me about that because I think this is what God is calling his people to do to get to that place that we are so sensitive to His Holy Spirit that when God opens a door for whatever type of ministry, maybe not even saying anything out loud, but just praying on the inside, when God opens that door, that we walk through it obediently. Talk to me about that.
Well, I had the opportunity Thursday. There's an organization, I forgot their name, but they are supportive in the fact of praying. They're prayers, they're prayer warriors. And they'll come and they'll bring breakfast to school one day a month. And usually most people know what this is. It's kind of early. A lot of people can't come. But anyway, I had the opportunity to be able... It's interesting to see the people who come to this.
Okay.
Some people like, are they a Christian? I didn't know that. You know, and stuff like that. You know, right. Just to come together. But had the opportunity to give the devotion. And God led me in Jesus' calling to two different
Fantastic.
Passages that were about spending time with God
right.
in the quiet time. And that's what
yes.
it was about, was spending time. And that's what we're
Ooh.
That's what we need to do, is to spend that quiet time. We do it other times, like we have discussed, but that one-on-one quiet time is so beneficial.
That's how we learn to thrive instead of just survive. You know, if you don't have a copy of that devotional Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, you can pick it up Walmart, Christian bookstores. It's excellent. But Megan, life's too short to just survive, right? There's got to be more. And I think a lot of our listeners think God can't use me for whatever reason, but He does want to use every single one of us. You don't have to be a pastor or a minister or missionary, an evangelist. You don't have to be in one of those what we call the fivefold ministry roles. You don't have to be there for God to use you. Megan, talk to me about that.
Well, I'll share a story. When we had to go meet with the care team over Grayson's Care in Cincinnati, they told us that they were going to take us on a tour of the NICU. And right then and there, it's like I knew that I wasn't prepared to go in and see babies of any kind that were suffering. And I still, last week, I was still thinking, you know, well, I don't know if I could emotionally handle seeing children that are ill. And I heard God, He said, Megan, stop, because you will go into the NICU. And if I want you to pray for someone, you will do it. And it's like, whoa. So, you know, even through my circumstance, you know, my minor little circumstance is that there will be someone, and I know there will be someone cross my path that I'm going to be able to witness to. Maybe it won't be praying with them or words out of my mouth. Maybe it will just be through my own action.
Right.
When they see me. But God has a purpose and a use for every single one of us.
Every one of us.
And I'd love to challenge people to finally give up just surviving and start thriving.
Amen.
So that you can find out what God wants you to do on this earth, because, you know, it may be something that you totally don't even think you would ever do. And I'll tell you what, I never thought that I would ever go into a NICU and witness to people.
Right.
But it's something that's coming in my life through my son, that I'm going to be a witness to people through this trial, that we thrive through the whole entire thing, because that's what I decided to do. I decided to thrive with my Creator and my God.
Amen.
Instead of just surviving through this.
Oh boy, we got more to talk about, and we've got a great passage of scripture here we're working with in Matthew 7. If you just joined us, you're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are founded. We are here in Clearwater, Florida. That's our home base, but we are global, and we have a lot of listeners in different parts of the world. If you're listening to this broadcast today on the radio, which is 1340 AM, we are also all the time, every week, on the internet, www.tantalk1340.com. And if you're listening to the radio and you want to switch over to the internet reception, that is fine too. If you do that, you can actually see us here in the studio live, because every show that we do is live. We don't do reruns. The reruns are all on our website, which is bohmglobal.com. We used to tell you that it was Beacon of Hope Ministries, and that still works too, but we've shortened it. because of the global outreach of this year, these new endeavors we're doing this year. So you can go to our website, BOHM, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMglobal.com, easier to remember. And all of our shows are now put on the website. We have a huge server, and we have about 280 shows on there, so plenty for you to listen to. Tell a friend, have them listen. And that is our Sunday afternoon global outreach. And the prayer ministry is global. Nan, tell them how they, again, we've changed that address to prayers@bohmglobal.com, but tell them how they can access and why they would want to.
Well, if someone's having a need, or they know someone who's having a need, and they want it to go out on our prayer line, they just go into the website, BOHM Prayers.
BOHMglobal.com.
I'm still having problems with that. I know. Sorry.
BOHMglobal.com.
And they would send in their prayer request.
Yes.
And then it would be picked up either by Carolyn at Atlanta, right, or Georgia.
Jim.
Or Pastor Jim. And one of them will put it out on the prayer line.
Right.
They'd put out the prayer request, mm-hmm, as well as a prayer that if you feel led to want to pray that particular prayer or that prayer request, you can do that. A lot of people in unison doing that.
Right.
And prayers are answered.
Well, powerful ministry. Powerful. And we got so many requests. Some days there are between 10 and 30 requests that come in. Other days there's only one or two. But they are from different places around the United States and a lot of different states. And we hear from a lot of people that don't give a name. But that's fine. That's okay. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to give details of your situation. You can just give enough so that we know what to pray and how to pray, and we will do that. So prayers@bohmglobal.com. That part of the ministry originated back in 2008, and it is going very strong. prayers@bohmglobal.com. You want to be a part of the prayer team, just write an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And say, put me on the prayer team, and you will get all those requests to the prayers as Carol and Pastor Jim write those, etc. So we got another hour here. I'm excited about this, and I'm also excited about the Super Bowl. I'm looking forward to that game with the Broncos and the Seahawks, and it's going to be a great game. You know, games are fun. They just bring people together, you know, in a nice atmosphere. Plus, I just love football. Station ID, Cedric.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Nan and Megan from our radio team. Our radio team's about 8 people. We're excited about that. We've got a couple more that are going to join us, I think, sometime later this year. And you all just kind of take turns, don't you? Mm-hmm. And is that a blessing to you, Nan? You've been now on the radio show probably 3 years by now, I think.
Yeah, I believe it's about 3 years. Yes, it's a blessing.
Why?
Well, you know, because you get here, the anointing's strong, the Lord needs.
What's the anointing mean? What does
anointing
that mean?
God's
presence.
God's presence.
Yes.
God's presence is here.
I'll feed you the answer.
Okay, that works.
All right.
And, but it's kind of almost a humbling experience to be there, to mm-hmm. be here in the studio in His presence, and the conversation is going as He leads, and right. It just goes. You know, you kind of go with the basic idea of kind of what it's going to be like. And then
we're not
goes.
Doing anything I thought we were going to do today.
Yeah, you know,
so we're
totally,
we're off on a different tangent. That's wonderful. I love how the Holy Spirit does that.
Well, and what's neat is, Connie does songs based on how she feels led, and they so perfectly fall into
it's just,
what we're talking
it's
about.
Only
it's
God. Only God
thing.
Could do that.
But, you know, it's really great to... It's a ministry, and it's great to be used in that ministry to reach out to people. And there's a lot of people who listen who are hurting.
Right.
Facing a lot of difficult real life issues, and they don't know how God is necessarily going to move in them. But I believe that they're encouraged by the radio show, and that they're blessed by the radio show, and that God leads in something that's said in the radio show to help them
and
in the direction to go. And if it wasn't for that, I mean, if it wasn't for all that, I wouldn't spend the time of my day on a Sunday afternoon doing this if it was not rewarding as
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. And we have no script. All we have in front of us is the songs in the order that we're going to do them. And a lot of times the Holy Spirit will tell us to mix up the order and do something crazy. But Megan, talk to me. You joined our radio team, you and your mom, a couple of years. Has it been a year and a half ago or more?
I think it's almost been, a year and a half.
2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ministry value of what God has led us to do here on this show, does it bless you? I know it does.
Oh, it totally does, because, you know, it's like sharing your own life experiences and your own experiences with God through the radio so that other people can hear that, you know, that people, other people have gone through struggles, but they are thriving through those struggles.
Amen.
It's just, it's a blessing, because, I mean, I go back and listen to older radio broadcasts, and I guarantee you there will always be something within one of the radio broadcasts that will minister to you.
Praise God. So we're glad you're joining us today, and there's value in what God is doing, and the songs, and just the teaching and the chat, and we try to be just as forthcoming and honest and sincere and real as we possibly can. Listen to this song, People Like Me, by the group Mike's Chair.
What if I told you, what would you say? Would you stand by me? Would you walk away? What if my walls came down and you saw everything? All of my weakness, all of my scars, all that I've hidden deep in my heart for so long, and I'm scared to set it free. Show me a light. But it's hard to feel it here in the storm, torn between who I've been and who I wanna be. Oh, Jesus, I need you to be hope in the darkness, reaching for me out of this doubt.
Grace was meant for people like me. We need God's grace on a daily basis. We need Him to continue the good work He began in each of us. I want to take us to Matthew 7, and let's go to about verse 19, or no, it's 15. It's kind of changing gears a little bit, but not really. We're talking about being genuine and really thriving in our lives with God and becoming all we can be and not being hypocritical or full of pretensions or being arrogant or anything like that. Jesus says in Matthew 7:15, Be wary of false preachers who smile a lot, dripping with practiced sincerity. Chances are they're out to rip you off some way or another. Don't be impressed with charisma. Look for character. I love that, because God is saying to us, be careful who you listen to. Be careful who you sit under in the ministry. Be careful. I mean, some people, sadly to say, are in it for their monetary gain. Some people are in the ministry with false pretense or with bad motives. And Jesus, he's the one saying these words right here, people. He's the one saying this, be very careful. You don't just look for a person with charisma, but you look for character. People, it's all about character, and that's what it should be in our daily relationships, too. We should be very careful who we really get close to. Does the person or the people you hang out with have a character that is godly? Do they desire to be genuine and tell the truth? Are they people that you can trust? And so look at the next line. Who preachers are is the main thing, not what they say. I love that. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to come to you, Megan, in a minute about this, because I got to get the next line in because it's got my G word in it. A genuine leader will never exploit your emotions or your pocketbook. These diseased trees with their bad apples are going to be chopped down and burned. Talk to me, Megan, and then we'll get to Nan.
Well, you know, like you said, this can be in regards to preachers, or this can be in regards to people that you know on a daily basis.
Right.
When you are of a discerning spirit, which means to me that the Holy Spirit is thriving inside of you, and that the God is humbling you, that you start to see where, you know, the smooth talking individuals are not of a good nature, where I mean they can be so intriguing with how smooth they talk, with
right.
how sly their mannerisms can be.
Right.
But when you can see through that,
right,
you realize, oh my gosh, I've been fooled. And
yeah.
What I mean by that is Satan can you know, he can portray to be a beautiful being.
That's true.
And because I've seen it in my life. But, you know, when you have a discerning spirit, then you're able to recognize those individuals or those people who are trying to have acts of God, but they're not of a spiritual nature. It's like we've talked about in the past couple of weeks about, you know, getting up on stage and doing it and performing it
right.
for your own worth. But
right.
You're able to start seeing through those things.
Right. In other words, people, Jesus is cautioning all of us, be careful who you let influence you, okay? And I think that so many people, Nan, are so gullible when it comes to, quote-unquote, religious leaders, let's say. And they tend to believe that, you know, they can do no wrong or whatever, you know, they're on some pedestal. But the bottom line, because we talked about it this morning in my sermon, Matthew 12, we were talking about good trees and bad trees, and good trees bear good fruit. And Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. This is what it really should be producing. Our lives should be producing that kind of fruit. Nan, you grew up in church all your life. You've been around a lot of leaders, and you know that sometimes people are not genuine, don't you?
Yes, they are.
Sadly,
not.
Sadly.
Sadly to say, yes, they're not.
They're not. And, you know, what Jesus is saying here is be careful who you allow to influence you, because the person who should be influencing you is the Spirit of the living God. That's the most important. Listen, cultivate that voice of God on the inside of you. Learn to hear his leading and his voice. Wait a minute. That deserves a bell.
There you go.
All right, Nan, talk to me about this.
I'm reminded of one pastor that we had one time, and we loved him dearly, and we did things socially with them. We were together with them a lot, as we usually seem to be in those situations. For some reason, it would just fall that we'd be really close with a pastor's
wife.
Well,
you're a leader in ministry, that's why.
And so we'd go and do things after, to go out to eat, whatever. Well, the church organization that I am from, the way that it's structured, they can move the pastors around as they want to. And that can be interesting. But in many times, churches get to vote and they keep whoever, whatever. They were going to call him down. We were not quite aware of it, but there was questions regarding the finances.
Ah.
And the state wanted to know what's happening here.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like he could deliver just a great message, and it was just so wonderful.
Right.
There was not a whole lot of anointing on it, but the message, at least the word came out, and the word of God will not return void. So the word of God was coming out, but just not to the degree of what maybe God was wanting to do at that church. Bottom line, he took him, his wife, and two children to the state office when they had to go meet with the state overseer to see what was going on at the church. But he was just using, I don't know where that went with that tangent, but he just was using, he was trying to hide behind the coattail of that I have a wife and two children and don't move me, you know. But I think at the end of the day, you know, God knows where we are.
He knows our hearts. He knows our hearts. That's right. Yes.
I mean, as a pastor, are not going to keep someone in your close inner circle who's going to cause problems.
No.
You're not going to do that.
No. No, because there's got to be unity there.
Exactly.
Jesus had, you know, Peter, James, and John right around him. And then he had the rest of the 12 disciples. And then he had the 70. And then he had, you know, like, it's like circles. It's like, you know, when you throw a pebble in the water and you see all the circles come around.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, we're talking about thriving.
Okay.
We're talking about thriving, striving to thrive.
Right.
When I just can envision if we have a great group of people at our church.
I love them
dearly. But if everyone individually began to strive to thrive.
Right.
You've got a whole church full of people striving to thrive. Man, I mean, what an impact
revival.
That will make.
Revival.
Bell. Give me a bell.
Bell.
Yeah, give me a bell.
Three bells. Because it would be about, and it is happening. We are in the process of revival.
Yes.
And begin to vote. But people are beginning to see that there is more to their destiny.
Right.
Than just going to work and social life and all that. That there's more to life than that. Megan, talk to us.
Well, you know, revival starts with yourself.
Amen.
And if you don't come into church with the being prepared to lay down your sins, your sorrows, everything, if you have your arms crossed and you are so guarded,
right?
How are you ever going to let God in?
Right.
And, you know, it's noticeable within any church you go into that there are those people, like you said, that feel that they are unworthy. Well, why do you feel unworthy? Is it because you're holding yourself back from the unknown?
Right.
And are you afraid of what you're going to walk into? Well, I can tell you there's nothing to be afraid to walk into when you walk through the door into the arms of God.
It's the greatest blessing ever, you know.
Amen. It is the greatest cleansing you will ever experience in your life. And it's like if you're holding on to tears because you're afraid to let anybody see you cry, then find a quiet space and get in there and let it go and give it to God. And don't be fearful of being changed, because when you have that small inkling of faith that you know that God can change you from the inside out, you will be blown away of how your mind changes, how your thinking pattern changes, how you speak. It's just totally amazing. It's nothing to fear.
Okay, I've got to quote you because I just wrote this down, Megan, when you said this. Don't be fearful of being changed. And I think that is profound, because I think a lot of people are so stuck in a rut in all kinds of areas in our lives that we hesitate to step out into new directions. We hesitate to, you know, to get out of our comfort zone. And I love what you just said. Don't be fearful of being changed. Allow God to do the work. Become all that you can be in God. I mean, we just keep coming back to this thriving theme here on this show today, because even with this whole message of being genuine, when you are truly desiring to live in a genuine way, and you try to tell the truth as much as you possibly can. You don't intentionally deceive or lie or do evil things. When you are being genuine and you are, you're really trying to be the person God wants you to be, your life begins to change for the better. Megan, talk to me about that.
Well, that's totally right on, because when I had my surrender moment, it was like, it was a Wednesday morning, and I went down. I knew that I had to do this. I went down, and I didn't have to say anything, but I turned on some worship music, and I collapsed on the floor, and I just started bawling, because I was giving God all of my fear, all of my worry, all of my anxiety. And I told him, I said, Lord, I'm ready to be changed. I'm ready for you to use me in whatever way you need to use me. And I didn't worry about what tomorrow would bring. I didn't worry about how I was going to act, because I knew that the Holy Spirit was coming upon me. I pray that every morning, that, Lord, let your Holy Spirit be seen through me today, because I don't want to walk around being seen as an ungenuine person. I don't know if that's the word, but I want to be a true person. I want to speak truth. I want to speak life to people. I don't want to condemn people. I want to be joyful. I want to be all the things that God wants us to be. I don't want to be one of those naysayers. I want to be a positive influence on whoever crosses my path, especially to my children.
Amen. And I tell you, Megan, what we're talking about here is I'm going to go back and quote you one more time. Don't be fearful of being changed. Okay. And because God is the one who changes us. And I think a lot of times we are so scared of change because we don't know what to do. How do I change? How do I become what you want me to become? It's simply a matter of surrender. You know, it's a matter of giving up, this just picture when you were talking, Megan, it came to me the night, October 30th of 1991, that I stood in front of our church, the church I had started 7 years before, and God had called me to leave Indiana and come to Tampa and begin a new season in my life. And I think you were there with your mother that night.
Yes. Yep.
And it was, I mean, I cried all the way through all of that. But what it was, as I stood before that congregation I love so much, it was scripture after scripture of God telling me it was a new day, it's a new season. He was leading me to a different place. And one of those verses was, anybody who leaves houses and lands and children and brothers and sisters and mother and father for my sake will have a hundredfold return in this lifetime. And what God calls us to is obedience. He calls us to being genuine and listening to God. It would have been much more convenient for me in so many ways, financial, my children, a lot of things, to not step out in faith. I wouldn't be sitting here in Tampa, Florida right now. I'm sure. I'm in Clearwater. I'm not in Tampa. All right. I would not be sitting here in Clearwater, Florida right now, Nan, if I would have said, but God, you know, on down the road, I'll be obedient. Right now, this is a pretty good gig I got going on here in this church. You know, the church is growing. It's powerful. You know, we own our own building. Everything's great. And wow. And yet at the what it seemed to be, Megan, the height of Cornerstone Christian Ministries, God called me to surrender all and move out and in step of faith. One of the hardest days of my entire life was that night.
Amen. I remember that night. And you know, it's the same thing with us as the church body when that happened, is that it hurt. I mean, we are human, it hurt, but Pastor, we know that we had other areas that we were all going, and that he was sending us all out in different directions.
Amen.
To minister to other people and to other areas of the world, and not other areas of the world, but other areas of the United States. And, you know, it's that fear of change that so many people, it's crazy, taking a leap of faith is, yeah, you don't know what God's going to do. But I guarantee you, and I know for a fact, he'll never do anything to hurt you.
No.
So if you can walk through that door,
right,
walk through it with confidence. Don't walk through it with, you know, well, maybe, you know, that's not the heart that God wants you to have. He wants you to be bold and courageous and walk through that door and let him show you your everyday life. And your everyday life can be totally transformed in just a blink of an eye if you just learn to surrender and give up control.
Amen and amen. And I've got to add this, the rest of that story, before we do this next song, which is an amazing song coming up. Exactly 4 years to the very night and at the very same time, about 8 o'clock on October 30th, 4 years later, my first grandchild was born at that very same day and time, Megan. Rylan was born, now the mother of my great-granddaughters. Unbelievable. And four means worldwide evangelism. And 4 years later, God honored that decision I made and that stepping out in faith and blessed me amazingly with my first grandchild, my only granddaughter. And look what God has done. This song by New Song is called Defining Moment. I love it. Listen.
There comes a time in every heart, a time of real decision. The point of choosing how we would live our lives, all our hopes, all our dreams will rise up from that moment, the moment we surrender and choose to follow Christ. He's been waiting all our lives to hear us say,
song. Woo! All right. It's your defining moment, and that's what this show evidently is all about today, though it wasn't planned that way. Nan has written a poem as she's sitting here, and we love what God does through her. It's just a form of ministry. Go ahead, read it, Nan.
It came off of the statement that Megan made, that don't be fearful of being changed. Don't be fearful of being changed. Look to me. You can do such. It will all work out for you. I will lead you by my touch. There is so much to do. Lean upon me to lead you. I will help you in all things. Many will be touched by me through you. I love you, my dear child. You can do it. Trust in me. I will lead you in what to do. You will see the path so freely.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is great. As always, if ever you want a copy of one of Nan's poems, just write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And if any of you have a comment you'd like to write right now, you can be at pastor@bohmglobal.com or a question. Megan, it's when you believe he's all you need. I like those words. When you believe he's all you need. You know, I think that a lot of times we don't allow the changing to happen that God wants to do in our lives because we don't really think we need him that much. We're doing a pretty darn good job of getting through life as it is. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I totally do. And that song, I've never heard that song before, but
that's an old song. We've used it on the radio for 7 years on and off. It's one of my favorites.
It's beautiful because, you know, I will never forget my defining moment. And because when you realize that there's nowhere else to turn, you don't know where else to go, I'm telling you what, don't listen to Satan, people. He wants you to end your life or to feel that you have no reason to live and or that your situation could not get any better. But I'm here to tell you, I am a living testimony to a defining moment, because it's absolutely amazing when you're faced with a situation that you don't know where to go, or you do. And I pray that if you're faced in those situations, that you reach out to God or you reach out to someone that you know that knows God, so that they can help you find your defining moment, because it is such an awesome and clearing event to go through, because in a blink of an eye, if you surrender with a pure heart, God will change you from the inside out.
Amen.
With a snap of a finger. And stop being fearful of changing your life. Stop being fearful to start ignoring the voice of Satan and the condemning voice of Satan, and come out and be revived and be renewed in a way that you could never imagine. You can never put words to it. Come, finally, just choose to come out.
Amen.
And speak God.
Amen. And that's your defining moment, whenever that is for you. For me, as I just talked about, probably the defining moment of my life was that night I surrendered everything and walked away in faith, knowing God had a new plan and a new purpose in my life. And it was totally life-changing. You know, when we get so fearful, and I believe that's what a lot of it is that keeps people from really going deeper with God. There was a prophetic word that came out this morning in our service at Beacon that said that God was doing two things right now in the body of Christ, two very important things. He was calling us higher and calling us deeper. And we mentioned it a few moments ago, higher above our circumstances, realizing, like Paul talks about in Ephesians 2, that we are seated above. We are seated with him in heavenly places. Cancer's under our feet. Discouragement's under our feet. Depression, anxiety, worry, fear, they really are under our feet if we choose them to be. It's a mindset of realizing that that's where you're seated. God is calling us higher. And then the second part of that prophetic word today was that God is calling us deeper, deeper into his word, deeper into relationship. Nan, talk to us about that, and then we'll go back to Megan.
Well, I'm sorry. What an awesome thing.
Yeah.
That he would speak through
you
in the service with such a powerful word.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to be
many times
to grow.
It's through you or Pastor Jim or Nathan or somebody else, you know, Connie.
There,
I mean, God
people.
Uses a lot of people. Just happened to be me today.
Right. Which is kind of cool that he does use different people.
Yes, you know, I love
I think
that.
It's pretty cool. We need to grow deeper in the knowledge of him. You
Amen.
Know, I mean, I can see my own shortfalls of where I felt that I need to tighten up my belt a little bit more or something like that, you know. Does that mean I've fallen off the truck? No, it just means I just need to get a little, refocused a little bit. You know?
Exactly.
And I think that
refocus is a good point.
You know, just sometimes we just need to refocus, you know.
Right.
You know, like a couple who, a joke of a couple, the went in for counseling after many, 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 many years of marriage. And she said, he never tells me he loves me anymore. And of course he says, I told you one time I love you, and if it changed, I'll let you know. You know, but we need to spend the time with God and let him know how we feel too.
Right.
You know, verbalize it for our own
sake. That just doesn't work, does it, in a marriage or in the relationship with God. He loves to be told I love
you. Exactly. Right. And that's, you know, we just need to refocus is just the best way to put it.
Refocus. Talk to us, Megan.
I agree with Dan. We need to refocus our daily lives because people can get so obsessive with how their day goes that if something is thrown off kilter, have a total meltdown. You know?
Oh yes.
Yeah. They can't just relinquish control and go with the flow because it just causes everything to get in a bind.
Right.
But. You know,
we've all known people like that, yes.
Oh, sure. And
sometimes we slip into it ourselves, and that's kind of sad.
Sure we do. And I have myself many times. I mean, but it's a very cleansing experience when you just let God lead you.
Amen.
And
amen.
It's almost like you kind of have to, you shut off a part of you that was in control so that God can take control. And you got to learn to relax. I mean, I know there's a lot going on in people's lives these days, and there's a lot going on in mine, but there is such peace in the presence of God. And, you know, we need to seek that out, and we need to have a thirst for it. We need to, we need to look for it in other people, and we need to seek other people and show that you know there is power under the grace of God. It's amazing.
Amen.
Power, and I don't mean that in a technical sense. It's just the being able to relax, being able to go with the flow, and being a joyful person instead of sorrowful.
Yeah, you know, yes. That so goes along with this whole theme that this show has ended up being. Thrive instead of survive, okay? Or strive to thrive, however we want to say it here today. But the thing is, we have to make an effort. Jesus said this stuff doesn't just happen. He said you've got to, what is required here is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. He says that in what verse is that in the King James? It's between verse 21 and 23, somewhere there in Matthew 7.
I don't think I'm seeing the right verse.
Okay. All right, but that's okay. In the Message Bible, it just simply says, what is required is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. And, you know, that is what we're talking about here. Is getting ourselves to that point where we say, okay, God, I surrender the way I think this part of my life or this situation should be. Talk to me about that, Nan.
Well, sometimes we don't want to do that. You know, that's hard. Sometimes that's hard. You know, people face some difficult things that sometimes they want to hold on to what they want to hold on to. You know, with my divorce, I had to finally just say, God, it's in your hands.
Right.
This is so crazy. It's in your hands.
Right.
It took an act of will on my part to surrender that to him.
And then once
I surrendered it to him, then that's when he was giving me the peace that passes all understanding. That's when he's giving
surrender.
Me the peace.
It's based
because
in surrender.
Of surrender. Absolutely.
Megan, with your situation with baby Grayson on the inside of you and the things that you've been told about his physical body and what will happen right after he's born, you become kind of a poster child for what we're talking about here, Megan, is that giving it to God whenever the stress and the anxiety and the pain starts to rise up and the fear of the unknown, right?
Right. Well, and you know, I've been keeping a journal, and
good.
He said to me a while ago, and this is not necessarily for me. This could be for people that approach me about what's going on in my life. Is that Grayson is alive and healthy? Isn't that enough?
Wow.
And it's like, whoa, that is so true. Because you know, even though right now
that the little guy has a hole in his diaphragm. That little man in there is he's alive and on fire for God. And I can say that because I'm carrying him. I'm his mother, and I know every time I see him on an ultrasound, I see his heart beating as strong as it's supposed to. I see his organs functioning the way they're supposed to. I see him swallowing, which is something they said he would not do. He is swallowing and processing amniotic fluid the way he's supposed to.
Praise God.
He's healed.
Amen.
And I proclaim that as his mother, and I proclaim that as a child of God.
Put it out there.
And I proclaim it for him because, you know, God gave us this child for a reason.
Right.
And he gave this child to us because not only to grow our faith, you know, by learning through what we're faced with, that we can have faith that this child is going to be perfect when he's born, because that's what God has prophesied to us, that we know that there's no other reason to be any other way. There's no reason to be doubtful and have anger or be sad or be mad at God.
No, no.
This, you know, and no matter what storm you're going through, you know, there is the other side to the storm. It's not that you have to be down in your boat with a tarp over you, weathering the storm, hoping and praying that somebody's going to pull you out. Well, guess what? There is somebody that can pull you out of your boat.
Amen.
And it's God.
Amen.
And you just have to finally say, I've had enough and I'm ready to change.
Well, that's what it is all about. You know, what you're talking about. And God, you know, I think one of the verses I quote more than anything else on this show in 7 years has been Romans 8:28. For all things work, and we know, it starts out, I love it in the New American Standard, it starts out, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Dear listener, if you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, you have a calling on your life. You may not be called to be a pastor, evangelist, missionary, or whatever, but you are called. You have a purpose, and you're called for God's purpose. God's got a plan for you. Wouldn't it be exciting to find out what that plan is? Part of that plan for you right now, Megan, is this big faith journey you and Ben are on with little Grayson.
Amen.
It and your mom and dad. It is a faith journey. You're on it. This is part of God's plan, and it's going to be okay. You know,
Amen.
It's going to be okay. Nan, talk to us about this.
Well, you know, and Megan's in a position right now to minister to many that you
yes,
can't touch.
That's right.
You know, people many times say, oh, I'm not the preacher, I'm not the teacher, I'm not the this, I'm not the that. But you're you.
That's
and
right.
You have a circle, a sphere of people around you.
Amen.
That you may be the only, as I used to say in the 70s, you may be the only Jesus that they ever see.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And, you know, that's important. You know, Megan is reaching out as God opens the doors for her. I know Megan. I know she will go right through those doors because of her commitment that she has to God.
Well, and just like what happened with Carol in Georgia when she went through breast cancer a few years back at Emory, she ended up ministering to so many people that were sitting in waiting rooms and people that were going through the same thing she was going through. And Megan, that's what God's doing here also. You are helping other people that are facing tremendous obstacles, you know?
Amen.
Hmm.
Amen. And I charge forward because, you know, if the Holy Spirit leads me to do something, I'm diving in because
Amen.
I'm not gonna hide behind the drapes anymore.
Right.
I'm done hiding. You know, I have something glorious to talk about here, and it's my God, and I'll share it with whoever wants to hear it, whether they want to hear it or not, because that's where I draw all my joy from, is from God.
Amen.
Every single day.
Amen. So I think it's interesting in these chapters in Matthew that we've been studying, these four G's for kingdom living. Kingdom living is this. Jesus talked about the kingdom of God all through his earthly walk. He said, I came to show you the kingdom of God. Okay. Paul says in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not what you eat or what you drink. Okay, it's not about rules and regulations. It's not about the clothes you wear. But Paul said, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom of God. So if we're going to live in righteousness, which means right standing with him, if we're going to live in peace, if we're going to live in joy, We have got to learn these four G's. We got to learn how to be generous with each other. We've got to learn how to be gracious, full of grace toward each other. We got to learn how to be genuine, not false or full of arrogance or evil or being a person that can't be trusted or a person that lies and deceives and manipulates. We have got to become gracious, generous, genuine, and godly. And as we do that, then we begin to thrive. And we're going to finish up talking about this in just a minute. But we got a great song by Casting Crowns, Just Be Held.
Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Are on a storm, you wonder if our love is still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held.
Just be held. Do you remember what it felt like? Perhaps when you were younger, maybe, and you just rushed into your mama's lap or your grandmother's lap, and maybe you had just gotten hurt or somebody had said something mean to you and you rushed to your parent. And some of you may be saying, but I didn't have parents like that or grandparents like that that I could rush to. But you have your Heavenly Father, and He wants so very much to hold you. He wants to be that safe haven for you. Talk to me, Megan.
Oh, that song, Connie sent that to me earlier in the week, and it's like that that song is so true. In fact, while it was playing, the Holy Spirit just took my pen, and I wrote these words.
I'm always here for you. I am the only way to eternal life. Your idols won't save you. I've still got the door open. I've got all the answers. Stop looking around corners for answers. I'm in front of you, and I want to lead you. Drop your pride and your need to have control. I'm in control. Can't you see that? When you hurt, I hurt. Come to me and let me hold you. I have the answers, my child. Life will flow freely when you're in my arms.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's a prophetic word.
So true. So true, Pastor.
That is a prophetic word that God just spoke through you. Nan is sitting here penning another poem, by the way. So we'll get back to her in just a minute. But that is what we're talking about. Learn to be just genuine with your feelings and just say, God, here's what I'm feeling. Here's what's going on in my life. Or here was what I'm struggling with. Or here's the questions I have. Or, God, I don't want to step out in something new, a new path. It just scares me. You know, be real with God. Be genuine. You know, allow yourself to speak exactly what you're feeling to your Almighty God, Father. He is not going to condemn you or beat you up. If you're struggling with an area in your life, you be genuine. You go to him and you say, God, I've got this issue that happens in my life and I don't want to feel this way, or I want to learn from this mistake, or whatever the case may be. Oh my. Megan, if we could all just be that genuine little child that runs to our Father's lap, you know?
Yeah, just totally. You're free of any inhibition. You're free of feeling like you're going to be condemned.
Right.
You're just like the spirit of a child. Is that you're like you're running to your earthly daddy to look for solace and to look for a safe haven.
Amen.
I mean, it's totally amazing.
And for those of you out there that have not had earthly parents that could be that for you for whatever reason, the Lord would say to you today, run to me. That's what I hear in the word that you just gave, God, to Megan. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I know there are those that are listening right now that are beat up. They're hurt. They are saying, yeah, but you had it's this kind of a childhood and I had this other kind. Or you have no clue what I'm going through right now. Lord, please, in your almighty, wonderful love, reach down to these that hear this live or hear it at a later time and put your arms of love around them, Lord. Let them feel you in such a genuine way that they have a defining moment. This moment in time becomes a defining moment where they can say, yes, I felt God touch me and speak to my heart. I know that he's going to lead and guide me. So, Lord, I ask you right now to the countless numbers of people that you're speaking to, make yourself strong in their life. Reveal yourself to them. And Lord, whatever part our ministry here has in their life, we ask that you bless that. Make it more fruitful than it's ever been. Cause our listeners to really hear the words that are being said on these shows. Lord, we thank you for all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Nan, read it for us.
It's entitled, You Can Have the 4 G's. Father, help me to be generous when I see someone in need. I want to be used by you into their lives to plant seeds. Father, help me to be gracious as I travel and see many. Help them to see your light shine so that they too can be free. Father, help me to be genuine that they see I am so real. I want them to see you in me, yet Satan tries to make me think it's such a big deal. Father, help me to be godly. I want them to see you in me. Help me to walk as I should. I want them to see that I'm godly. And then, my child, you can have the 4 G's. Look to me. Share with me all you feel. I will help you in all things. They will see the 4 G's are so real.
Wow. Megan, is that wow or is that wow?
Yeah, that's a blow your socks off poem.
Woo! You know what?
That's amazing.
Print that up, Nan, and get it to me. We're going to give it out to our people. Okay. And then anybody from the radio audience that wants it, just write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and we'll get you a copy of that. That really sums up what we've been talking about in this series. It really does, you know, so beautifully.
You know, it's interesting the way God works, you know.
You're starting to cry.
I'm starting to cry. You know, you've been teaching on this series
for a month.
For a month. Mm-hmm. You know, the four G's, we've been hearing about it for four G's. And it's like now is when he chooses to inspire that poem, not earlier on. And I really think it's meant for many people. It's
praise God.
To this show,
yeah.
This day,
right.
Or this show later on the internet,
right.
You know. They can have that.
Right.
They need to just reach out for it. I mean, God will they can have that. I
right.
mean, you know, we and they can fine tune it. It's just in their lives. They can have that.
They can have it.
I really feel the poem was inspired
oh,
today for certain people
yes,
for today
was.
Because
yeah.
we've been in this series for, you know, months.
A month.
he has an inspiring thing about the four G's.
Right.
Till now.
Right. Praise God. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, I have a little scripture here. It's out of Psalm 116, verses 1 through 6. I love God because he listened to me, listened as I begged for mercy. He listened so intently as I laid out my case before him. Death stared me in the face. Hell was hard on my heels. Up against it, I didn't know which way to turn. Then I called out to God for help. Please, God, I cried out, save my life. God is gracious. It is he who makes things right, our most compassionate God. God takes the side of the helpless. When I was at the end of my rope, he saved me.
Amen. Love
and
that. Psalm 116. I love that. Go ahead.
And so it's, you know, you have to be willing to seek out the precious kingdom of God. And I pray that right now that, you know, that you have a heart that's willing and just so willing to surrender to God and to seek out what the four G's mean, because
right.
they will totally change your life.
Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Ugh. You know, this genuine thing, becoming that exact person that is trustworthy, that is genuine, that is not manipulating or conniving or controlling, but instead is just allowing God to use them and ministering life to people. Nan, talk to me about that. This is what it's all about, being transparent. You know, I know you and you know me. We know each other very, very well, having worked together 3 years. And I know your heart. I know where you're coming from. And I tease you about crying, but I know your heart. Megan, I know yours. I've known you since you were 8 or 9 years old. I know your heart. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
We have got to be those kind of people that people go, oh, yeah, I know her. You know, I know how she feels and how she thinks and how she responds and what's going on. Instead of thinking, I wonder what they're thinking. No. We need to be genuine that we can say, you know what, I know that Nan's got a heart after God. I know that Megan loves God with all her heart. I know, you know, that kind of stuff. Megan, talk to me about that.
Well, that's right, because if you're genuine in your actions, then like I said earlier, that when you go up and shake people's hand, you'll see their heart, because
yeah.
we wear it on our sleeves.
yeah.
We do. I mean, because we are so genuine in our actions that we would do anything for anyone if they asked us to. And I know you and Nan are both that same way, is that we are so full of compassion and so full of love that it flows out of you, and you don't even have to talk to you. You can see it radiating out of your body. It's just, it's that beautiful, because that's how beautiful God is. And he is such a loving and an awesome person. I can't even put it into words. I mean, it's just, it's so awesome to be in his presence.
Woo. And listening audience, it starts with a personal relationship with Jesus. It's one thing to know about him. It's another thing to know him.
Right.
It's one thing to say, yeah, well, I've got a higher power. No. Do you have a personal mm-hmm. relationship with Jesus Christ? Nan, I'm going to ask you to repeat this. We're going to pray the sinner's prayer, because there might be one person in our audience, either live or later on the website, who does not know for sure that if they died tonight, they would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. So pray this prayer. If that is you and you're not sure about your salvation and you're just not sure, God, God will begin such a precious new work in you if you'll pray this prayer in faith. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I ask you to forgive my sin, all of it.
I ask you to forgive my sins, all of them.
I repent of everything and anything I've ever said or done.
I repent of anything and everything I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
Forgive me for all of it.
Forgive me for all of it.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth to show us the Father.
That he came to this earth to show us the Father.
I believe Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
I believe Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
I invite you now, Jesus, to come and live in my heart by faith.
I invite you, Jesus, to now come in my life and by faith.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
If you prayed that prayer and you want more guidance, just write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Megan, God bless you. Thank you so much. Nan, thank you so much. We're running. We got to go. We got to get out of here. It's not far to Jesus, and it's not far to a great Super Bowl game.
Bye,
so,
Megan.
Anyway.
Bye, Nan. Bye, Pastor.
See you later. Love you, Meg. Love you, Meg. All right. It's not far to Jesus. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to one of our services. Sunday morning at 10:30, powerful time in music and in the Word. Wednesday night Bible study. Bring your Bible. Bring a notebook. Come and interact with us. It's an interactive Bible study. You can bring your dinner from work. We sit around tables on Wednesday night instead of a sanctuary type setting. We welcome you to Beacon of Hope Ministries, 21933 U.S. Highway 19 North. At the corner of Drew and 19, go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and you'll have great directions. It's not far to Jesus. See you next week. And go Broncos and Seahawks. Amen and amen. It's not far. It's not far from
Tampa Bay, WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.